On Mem Zayin and Aleph, about 12 lines down, it says, Omer Rav Yehuda b'Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, Mishnah Rav, Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, the famous teacher, he says in the name of Rav, Einam Zibun Roshayin La'achol Klum Ad Shiyitum HaBotzea. Those who are eating are not permitted to eat anything until the Botzea, the first person who slices the bread, until he eats first. Yes, Rasafra Kam Litom Mitmar. Rasafra came along and said, it has to taste it, Litom. The man asked me, what does that mean? Shchai Ben Olam Rav Lashon Rav, you got to say it exactly the way your Rebbe said it. So instead of saying Ad Shiyitum HaBotzea, you have to say it as Einam Zibun Roshayin, instead of saying Einam Zibun Roshayin La'achol, that's Einam Zibun Roshayin Lit Om, because that's the way the Rebbe said it. Okay, so that's what Rav Safra said. Tan Rabbanan, we have a Brisa. Shnai Mamtin Zel Zebekar. If you have two people, each guy waits for one another when it comes to the car, they don't just grab whatever they want. They do one by one by one by one. Shloshei Matin, but if there's three people, you don't have to wait for one another. HaBotzea, right? Somebody who slices the bread, who poshe Yad Zechili, he's the one who takes first. He wants to give kavod to his Rebbe or somebody else's. Is greater than him, then Rishus is in his hands to do so. Rabbi Rachan Hava Asik Lila Brei Be'er Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Kitina. Rabbi Rachan was trying to marry off his son into the house of Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Kitina. Karav Yosef Kamasin Lila Brei. So he got up and he sat down, right, and he was teaching his son. So when you're at home, the botzea, the slicer of the bread, is not allowed to slice the bread until he hears amen from everybody that answers amen. It doesn't have to be everybody, as long as most people have answered amen. What's the reason why you have to hear a rove? Because the bracha hasn't ended yet. But the bracha hasn't ended until everybody has answered amen, so even by a mute. The guy who's answering amen and it's taken too long to do so, the guy's mistaken, so don't worry about that guy. Two dots. You should not say an amin chatufa, right? Each one of these things, we're going to have to explain exactly what it is. Lo amin katufa, an amen that's sort of like cut off. The katufa is where you're calling the aleph with a chataf. You're saying amen instead of amen. The katufa is where you're missing like the kriya, the nun. It's in like ame, and you're not saying the actual nun. V'lo amin yisoma, you shouldn't say amen without any bracha to go with it. You didn't hear the bracha, you just said it, whatever. You shouldn't just say the bracha b'mehiras quickly out of your mouth. You shouldn't do any of those. Benazi amar kolon amen yisoma. Anybody who says an amen yisoma without a bracha to it, you banav yisomim, his kids, chas shom will be yisom, will be orphans, chatufa. If he does it, grab Yischatviyam of his days are going to be grabbed away from Ketufa. Yischatviyam of his days are going to be cut off. So all three of them are basically the same thing. Chol amarech ba'amein. Anybody who's marech about the amein, marech liyom rishnos. We give him long life. Rav Shmuel Havi Yosef Yisudas. We're sitting in the Sudas. Rav Sim Brachia Hava Kvasar Va'achol. Rav Sim Brachia came and he was quickly eating. Well, the Rav, my diet chol is the roof. You better on what you want to join with us. Anachlina nonon. We already ate already. Amar Shmuel Ilu Maizel Ardila V'Guzul La'aba Milo Achlina. Well, wait a second. If you would have a dessert right now, if they would give you or Delaya, right? These types of mushrooms or something. Gozlaya and these pigeons. If they would bring them, Rav, wouldn't you still want to eat? So therefore, we're still technically eating. Tell me to Rav Yosef Suda. Tell me to Rav, we're sitting in the Suda. Oh, Ravacha. Amri, Ravacha came along and said, Asa Gavarim Mavarachlan. Ah, now Ravacha came in. He can bench for us. Amalumi, Savizu Gadol Mavarach. Ikushu Zudu Mavarach. Wait a second. Should the Gadol, should he be the one benching? The one who's the Iker in the Suda, he should be Mavarach over everyone. And the Allah is that the Gadol should be Mavarach Avagata also himself, even though he came at the very end. And therefore, even though there's an Iker Besuda, somebody who's a Gadol should always bench no matter what. Okay, we have two dots. Achon Mai V'Eid Demai. Hello, Chazile. Wait a second. You ate Demai, right? Seemingly. So, wait a second. It seems to be Hello, Chazile, right? You're not going to be able to eat the demai together with them, because you're not allowed to eat such a thing. So how can that count as the meal itself? You're going to make a birchas hazimun together with the guy who's doing an avera. Can you buy him after the nechasim about ani bechazilin? No. If he wants, he could be mafkir as nechasim, become an ani, and then he's fit for it. Dinam achilos ani demai, because we feed demai to aniim. This is the demai, the stuff that we don't know if the maizus is taken off of it or not. That's achsani demai. So to buy guests, you can armies. You can feed them demai. So in theory, you can go ahead and eat it. Therefore, accounts for the zim of Amravuna Tana Bisham or Mim, Machilim Zanim, the Achsani Demai. But Bishamai says, we don't feed the Anim and the Achsani Demai. We don't hold up Bishamai. Two dots. Mice region, not Luchumasu. If you have Mice region where you took off the Chuma already, Pshita, isn't that obvious that that would count for some of those Hirchala Shaktim, Bishabalim? It's where you took it off a little early, right? And you took it off from the stalks. You haven't taken off Truma yet, but you took off the Maiseration. Hivshimenu Truma Maiser. Velo Hivshimenu Truma Gedol. You took off Truma's Maiser from the Maiseration already. But you didn't take off Truma Gedol. Look at Rav Yevodim, Rav Yevodim, Reish Lakish, Maiseration, Jektim, Bishbalim. If you took off the Maiseration from the stalks themselves, Potim, Truma Gedol, you might be Potim, Truma Gedol. Shema, Rav Yevodim, Menu Truma, Sashem, Maiser, Mina Maiser. You take off Truma's Sashem, Maiser, Mina Maiser, 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 Maiser. You don't have to take all them off. And therefore, it's going to be okay. So, Amala, Prabhu, Labai, Yahya, Filukim, Bikrinami. So, wait a second. Even if you take it a little bit early, should be the same thing. That's why the pasuk says, "From all of your meisers, you have to take off truma." And therefore, you'd still have to take off truma, right, in such a case. Ma'ariso, what's the difference? Ha'idgan v'lo ha'idgan, it depends on whether or not it's still grain. If it's still grain, you got to take off truma, and if not, then you don't have to take off truma. So we say, ma'aser sheni v'hektish niftu. If you have ma'aser sheni or hektish that you took off the pidyon already, pshita, isn't that obvious that it works? Ha'chum ha'iskin, kushin asan as a karen, lona san as a chomish. You took off the karen, but you haven't paid the chomish yet. Ha'chum ha'shalon te'en chomish ma'akev. The chomish is not ma'akev, and therefore, since you did that, that should be good enough, and you should be perfectly fine. Tildi normally a shamish al chukzayis of the shamish, meaning the servant, the guy who's serving the meal. If he's a chukzayis, he joins in pshita. Maybe he wasn't koveya sudaso with them because even though he's serving and he's with them the whole time he's eating, that's still not enough. Kamashalon. Akuz mazam love. Akuz, you could be mazam with him. Lo yeh lama aretz. He's an ama aretz. Tani mazam an ama aretz. You shouldn't have a zimun even with an ama aretz. Kusi for sure not. Abayam Rabbi Kusi chaver. This is a kusi who doesn't really. He's not fully Jewish, but he's a chaver. He knows what he's doing, and when it comes to these halachos, he 100% believes in them. Rav Rafiel him bekusi ama aretz. This is an Amma Arts of the rabbis that argue on Remeir. We learn Rabbi Zezu Amma Arts. What is exactly Amma Arts? So the Remeir says, Kol Shein Ochel Chulin Betahara. Remeir says, anybody who doesn't eat, they're Chulin Betahara. If you don't do Tuma properly, then you're considered Amma Arts. Chama Marin, Kol Shein Amma Piros of Koroi. If you don't take off Meiser properly. And these kusim, they took off meiser properly. Even though they have issues, we assume that they're somewhat Jewish, and they took off meiser properly. To my dixibial right, so meisers are anything written in the Torah itself, they're very careful on, even though they don't keep some Torah Shabbat Pez. So therefore, you are allowed to have them with zima. Any mitzvah that the kusim keep, they're medactic in it more than the Jews are. Tan Rabbanan. Let's go back to that for a second. Hey, so Amarits, what's considered Amarits? Koshe no kori kriyashma arvis shakhrasi rilas rivilas, as anybody doesn't read kriyashma morning and evening. Rabbi Shua Omer, Koshe no manich tefillin, if you don't put on tefillin. Ben Azim HaKoshin Lotziz Bigdo, if you don't have tzitzis. Rabbi Nassim HaKoshin Mezuzah Pischa, if you don't have mezuzah. They're not really arguing here. Each one is saying something that a person could do and become an Amar. Rabbi Nassim HaKoshin Yishlo Banam Yenu Megan L'Tama Torah, somebody who has children, doesn't raise them for Tama Torah. Re'acherim Arim, and the Acherim say something that's Reb Meir. Afilu Kar V'Shanov L'Shem Misham Echam Reiz Amar. If he reads and he learns, but he's not Misham Misham Nechamim, that's considered Amar. Rav Huna L'Chok Acherim, and that's how we paskin. And Amar is anybody who does not Misham Misham Nechamim, he doesn't know how to learn from a rabbi. Rami Bar Chama L'Azman L'Ed, Rami Nash Bar Tachlifa, Rami Bar Chama, he didn't allow Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa to be with two others to make a zimun. D'tani Safra v'Sifri v'Chilchasa. He had learned Sifra, Sifri, and Hilchasa. Pretty crazy, right? Ki nach nafshin Rav Bar Chama, Amar Rav, lo nach nafshin Rav Bar Chama, little lo azmin Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa. So Rav Bar Chama only passed away, said Rav, because he wouldn't allow Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa to be together with the zimun. Ayva tani achim Rav Mafilu Kor v'shanu v'lushim v'shamay chamim z'am ha'aretz. He's an Am ha'aretz because he wasn't Meshamesh Tamid Chamim. Maybe Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa wasn't Meshamesh Tamid Chamim, even if he was a big Tamid Chacham. So Shani Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa Mashmul L'Rabbani. He listened to the rabbis. Rav Bar Chama who d'lo dak avas. Rami Bar Chama did not check into him too much. Lishnach, we did Shama Shmaitzim upon the Rami. He heard Shmaitzes from the mouths of the Rabbi Vagarzu when he learned it. Keturban Rabbanan Dami, and therefore he's like a Keturban Rabbanan. And Rami Nachshon Bar Tachlifa was considered like that. So Rami Bar Chama died because he didn't include him in the Zimun. Says the two dots by the middle lines. Achol tevel meiser. If you eat tevel or meiser that you didn't have teruma taken off of, tevel pshita. Obviously, you can't have that. So lechicha b'tevel tevel mi rabbanan. Maybe it's only tevel mi rabbanan. Right? Hechadam b'atzot shenu nakev. If it's a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it, right? And you grew something there and then you ate it. So is that tevel? Is that not tevel? It's only tevel mi rabbanan. Maybe if we eat that, maybe that would come for a zima. No, we don't count that meiser ishim pshita. Lechicha gon shektim b'kri. You were mocked in b'kri. Maldino gonna le rabba labaya. Maybe we hold like what Rav Papa said to Abaya, and therefore truma shouldn't apply by such a case. Note, we still have truma because it's idgan, as we said on the top of the daf. Meiser sheni, that you weren't podi yet. Pshita, of course that doesn't work. You were podi, but not completely. By meiser sheni, you were podi, right? By taking it off asimon, which is a small little coin. But Rachmanon in the Torah says, you got to show a tsuras kesef in your hands. Kesef sheshul of tsur, it's got to have some type of tsur. Hektish, hektish, you were mechalal on top of the ground, and you weren't podi it together with silver. Rachmanon in the Torah, you have to give that kesef. And it stands for a certain amount. Shamish al chopachus megzayis, and a shamish that eats less than megzayis pshita, isn't that obvious as well? Ida tani reisha megzayis, tani nai seifa pachus megzayis, because the reisha says megzayis, so too the seifa says it's less than megzayis. So really, it's kind of obvious that a shamash that eats less than megzayis is not mezamen. You can't be mezamen on him, but we said it because of the first part, and we wanted to make it symmetric. Then we have anachri im mezamen olav. Anachri doesn't work. Pshita, obviously. How can you include a goy in a zimun? Alchemai skinu ve'erushem ovel otavol. Maybe it's a ger that did mila but never did a tefila. Don't raise it on Rabbi Yochanan lulim a ger shemovel yitvol. Maybe he's not considered a ger until he does both. A kamed olotavol nachri, and as long as he hasn't done tefila, he's considered a goy. Nashim vadam v'ketanim mezamen olayan. Says the Gemara by the two dots nashim vadam v'ketanim. You don't a zimun. Rabbi Yosi katan mutavari. So mezamen olav. Even a little child that's in a bed in a crib, you could do a zima with a vatanan. No. Women, avadim miktanim, you can't make a zima. Who don't like Rishon Levi? He also like Rishon Levi. Don't Rishon Levi. I'll be amru katan musa alrisa in mezamen alav. I will also know some sniff lasar. Even though you can't be mezamen for him, but you can count him for 10. He could be your number 10 if you have 9 other Rishon Levi teach for eved mitzdarfin. You have 9 people in an eved. That's mitzdarfin that counts. Meisvei. Meisvei Rabbi Elazar nechus beisgan of lomotzal sar. Wait a second. Rabbi Elazar ben Horkanus once walked into a shul. He couldn't find 10 people from him. Mishichar avdo. So he freed his slave. Shimon lasar and he made a 10th man. Shechar in lo shechar lo. But only if he freed him does he count as a mini. But if you don't free him, it doesn't count. So tray it's shechar. You're right. You need 2. He had 2. Right, so shichur chad binafik pechad. He was yotzer with 1 slave, and he was machshachur one slave, and he really needed 2. Hey, how could he free a slave? I'm Rabbi, you don't call him shachur over by say. If you're free a slave, you're over an asay. Shemar lo lam betavodu avadim kenanim have to serve you forever. So how could Rabbi Elazar do such a thing? Ledvar mitzvah shiny. It was for a dvar mitzvah, mitzvah above avera, but it's a mitzvah that came through an avera by freeing the slaves. It's a mitzvah to rabim shiny. It's a mitzvah to rabim. You need it for the minion. Therefore, it's going to be okay, and you should be perfectly fine. So either way, that gets right over here. So yes, you can count an eved as a 10th man for a minion. For benching. Really, right, so right here, so Mr. Ram Shah, so therefore you could be Yotzi with 1 Eved. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi, only Mashkan on the basic, and that's the person to get up early to go to Shul. So you can be counted as one of the first 10 in the minion. Shafil Meyab by Machar, even 100 people come after him, keep a love Skar Kulim, you get Skar for all of them. Skar Kulim Sakadatik, wait, you get all of their Skar, Lame and Nosan Skar Kenegat Kulim, you get Skar, Kenegat all of them, opposite all of them, because whenever anybody comes, it's like you made the minion happen. Ram Rahuna Tishav Aron Mitzdarfin, you have 9 people in an Aron, that's Mitzdarf, that counts as a minion. I'm the Menachem Aron Gabru, wait a second, does the Aron count as a 10th? Elam Rahuna Tishav. Near Kassar, if you have 9 people that look like 10 because they're spread out a little bit, Mistarfin, right? They count as 10. Amilakim and Chafia, that's if you have them all together. Amilakim and Vadre, that's if you scatter them all around. Either way, if you have an Aron Kodesh plus those 9 and some whatever it is, that's going to be good according to Rav Huna, that counts as a minion itself. Amil Ravi Amishnai, Mishabbos, Mistarfin, if you have 2 people on Shabbos, right? Then they're Mistarfin, you can make a Zeman. Amil Ravnacham, Shabbos, Gavru, Akashabbos count as a person. Amil Ravami, Rabbi Amis says, Shinito Munichami, Machadin says, Avalacha, Mistarfin. If you have 2 Tomunichami that sharpen each other with Halacha, you don't need a 3rd. That counts, and that's a real mizimun. Machvi Rochista, Rochista showed Kigana Roshish like me and Rav Sheshes. Machvi Rochish showed Kigana Rochista like me and Rochista. That would count as 3 people for a zimun. You wouldn't need a 3rd person. 3 lines up at the bottom, Rabbi Yochanan katan poreach mezamen alav. If you have a katan poreach, right, that means like a little kid who brings simanim, but he's not yet 13 years old, but he has some hairs, he could be part of the ziman. Tani alchi katan shevi shtei saros. If he has 2 hairs mezamen alav, you can use him for a ziman. Shalevi shtei saros. But if he even has 2 hairs, a mezamen alav, you can't use him for a ziman. Medaktik v'katan, we're not medaktik. When it comes to katan, we don't go through. If he's 13 years old, we count it. Hagu v'kashamate evi shtei saros in lo evi lo. First, you said that if he brings 2 hairs, yeah, but if he doesn't bring 2 hairs, he doesn't count. How does tani medaktik v'katan? They say we don't really, we're not medaktik. What is that talking about? Lav losi katan poreach doesn't include a katan poreach. Somebody who's got 2 hairs, but he's not 13 yet. So we say, you know what? The halach is not like any of this. The only time you can use a kid for a zimun is if he knows who he's benching to. If he knows a kadosh baruch hu, then you can use him. That's 3 lines down. We'll stop right there.